from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State wraps up visit to Geneva. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wrapped up a hastily planned 20-hour visit to Geneva today, saying the U.S. and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the spiraling violence in Syria. He also said both sides have to bear some level of the blame for the disintegrating ceasefire agreement.
So both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities and at the same time to raise the level of accountability that will accompany the day-to-day process of implementing this ceasefire.
The U.S. diplomat did not say what the proposals are, but his aim has been to restore a partial truce and stop the attacks by Russian-backed Syrian government forces that have killed hundreds in Aleppo over the last 11 days. Now, Russia seems to be the wild card in these negotiations, an integral participant, but not with any representation at the talks today in Geneva. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is with the secretary. We spoke with him a short time ago, and he assessed this particular wild card.
Again, one of those key players is Russia. The United States has called on Russia to help stop the carnage in Aleppo because, well, it has influence over the Assad government and believes that Moscow can, in fact, step in to stop that. The problem here is whether Moscow will do it or not. Thus far, they have defended those airstrikes.
This is VOA News. The Turkish military killed 63 Islamic State soldiers in Syria yesterday after launching artillery and drone strikes from an airbase in southern Turkey. State-run media in Turkey reported the strikes took out several rocket launcher and gun positions. According to the report, Turkish artillery killed 34 ISIS extremists, while drone strikes killed another 29. Baghdad is largely back to normal. That's after it teetered on the edge of political chaos yesterday. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr breached the Green Zone and surrounded the parliament building, forcing lawmakers to flee. The takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increased instability. The United States ultra-secretive Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, tweeted the details of an operation that killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden 5 years ago, drawing thousands of retweets from apparent supporters while others responded with criticism. Now, Twitter's been around since 2006, but the CIA's account's only a couple of years old. With the fifth anniversary of the bin Laden raid, the CIA announced it would live-tweet the details to its 1.3 million followers as if they were happening all over again. A new U.S. political survey signaled Sunday that Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana, where voters are holding the next nominating contest tomorrow. Other Republicans, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, as well as Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her sole challenger Bernie Sanders, are campaigning ahead of the Indiana vote. The governor of Puerto Rico says the island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment due today, and he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla says he had not wanted a bailout and sought to restructure the existing debt, but the U.S. territory, however, needs the U.S. Congress to pass a restructuring bill for the island. But partisan politics have bogged down any movement on that particular measure. Now, yesterday was May Day, May the 1st, and it's celebrated as the day when workers and activists march in the streets and gather in city centers to honor laborers all over the world. Now, this year, the day fell on a Sunday, but that didn't dampen the resolve of those who rallied in support of workers' rights. In the U.S., thousands of people rallied at events around the country for immigrant and worker rights. Activists also spoke out against what they see as a hateful presidential campaign. Police used pepper spray to beat back rowdy May Day protesters in the northwestern city of Seattle. Police arrested 9 people and 5 police officers were hurt in the fracas. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus has bid farewell to its performing elephants. As the show closed its own chapter on a practice that's entertained audiences in America for 2 centuries, but has come under fire by animal rights activists. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.